A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to release Mahmoud Khalil from federal custody. Khalil is the former Columbia University grad student who ICE agents arrested back in March over his pro-Palestinian activism. They flew him from New York to Louisiana. He has been at a rural detention center there for more than 3 months while fighting the government's attempt to deport him. NPR's Adrian Florido is here to tell us more. And Adrian, what did the judge say today in ordering Khalil's release?
Well, Judge Michael Farbiage of the federal court in New Jersey said that Khalil's lawyers had convinced him that the government was likely detaining Khalil in retaliation for his pro-Palestinian activism, and he said that that would be unconstitutional. And so he ordered the government to release Khalil on bail while his lawsuit challenging his deportation continues in federal court. This was not a final decision on Khalil's case. Mm-hmm. It just means, Mary Louise, that he will be able to return home to New York while he continues fighting his deportation.
Still, this is a big victory for Khalil. Have we heard from him or his lawyers?
We've heard from his lawyers. They are ecstatic. Khalil, you may remember, was the first of a handful of pro-Palestinian student activists who the Trump administration arrested for deportation when it began its crackdown several months ago. But he's the only one of those students who had not yet been released from detention. I spoke a little while ago with one of his attorneys, Bahar Asmi.
We're all profoundly relieved that Mahmoud is finally out of his cruel remote detention, but equally outraged that it took this long and that Mahmoud had to fight this hard to challenge just obviously outrageous and patently unconstitutional government conduct.
Mary Louise, Khalil and his lawyers have always maintained that the government is retaliating against him for his pro-Palestinian activism and his protests against Israel's war in Gaza.
Well, and just go back a little bit and remind us how he came to be on the government's radar, why they have been trying to deport him.
Well, Khalil was one of the leaders of the pro-Palestinian protests that consumed Columbia University's campus last year. And President Trump, when he returned to office in January, promised to deport non-citizen activists who he accused of promoting Hamas terrorism against Israel. So Secretary of State Marco Rubio revoked his green card and said that he was engaging in anti-Semitic protests and that he threatened U.S. foreign policy because of that. So after ICE arrested him, they flew him to Louisiana. And it's important to note, Mary Louise, that the government has never provided evidence to support its accusations against Khalil. And the judge noted that in ordering him released today. Khalil has also never been charged with a crime. But the government has been trying very hard to deport him. And it convinced an immigration judge in Louisiana at that detention center where he's being held to order him deported. But this federal judge up in New Jersey has said, not so fast. There are some serious constitutional issues here.
Have we had reaction yet from the Trump administration to this order that he be released?
Tricia McLaughlin, a DHS spokeswoman, said in a statement today that, quote, this is yet another example of how out-of-control members of the judicial branch are undermining national security. And she suggested that the Trump administration is not done fighting this case.
And NPR's Adrian Florido, thank you.
Thanks, Mary Louise.